time to separate what is true from what is total BS on Fact or Fiction.
Let's choose. Choose wisely.
Here's Adam the Bull.
All right, welcome back. Adam the Bull with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And it's time for Fact or Fiction. You just heard the intro there, so obviously it's time to do that now. James Ward, my producer, will come on. He will ask me a question or make a comment, and I will tell you whether it's fact or fiction. We'll see if we can go 1 week without a Yankee question. Is that possible?
No, but I could make it possible. I think I have a good question with a more of a big picture thing involving a Yankee.
All right, we'll see what I mean when we get there. Okay.
So, number one, in case you hadn't heard, the Warriors won the NBA Finals last night.
Yeah.
Their two-time finals MVP, Kevin Durant, is actually a free agent. And while he told Rachel Nichols of ESPN this week that he's planning on staying with Golden State, fact or fiction, Durant is 100% staying with the Warriors.
That's fact. I mean, I have no reason to believe. I don't know why, like, yeah, I get. Listen, anything's possible. You never know. But I'll say fact. I believe 100%. I'd be stunned beyond belief if he leaves. I don't know why you'd leave a team where you just won two championships and you're the best player.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
No.
Something else.
It's not like a Cavs situation where the team around them is not good. Guys aren't going anywhere. You know, maybe Klay Thompson will leave after next year. It's possible. We'll see. But at least for one more year, they're loaded and almost definitely will be the favorites to win a third straight.
Right, and it seems like they get along. They have, you know, good chemistry on the court. They all play well together.
Although David West said there was like some drama this year that never got out.
I saw that. It was very cryptic. Yeah. It made it seem like it would eventually get out.
Yeah, like I don't know what happened. So maybe there is some bad blood somewhere. Who knows? But he's the man. Like everybody was hating on him when he first went there, but most of that's gone away. And you know, he's the two-time MVP of the finals. He's their best player.
No doubt. And he's probably the second-best player in the league.
Second to only
LeBron James, who could be also on the move. Fact or fiction, there's a better chance that LeBron stays in Cleveland versus playing elsewhere next season.
Well, I'll say fact, but it's not confident. I'll say 51% he stays, 49% he goes. I know Chris Fedor was just on. He says the Cavs are probably the fourth option. I still think that the draw of home and the family and what that means to him at this point in his career and what he does in the community means a lot. They do have a high draft pick this year, which they can use potentially to get another good player. Maybe I'm kidding myself, but I'm saying fact.
For what it's worth, and I have no idea how they figure these things out, Lakers are the current betting favorites for LeBron's services, while the Rockets are number two, and the Cavs are number three.
Right.
So I don't know what that means, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
Switching gears to the NFL, Deion Sanders made waves this week when he said on our Dallas affiliate that the Cowboys should just apologize and re-sign Dez Bryant. Bryant's still available. The Cowboys now have significant injuries at receiver after Terrence Williams' arrest and tight end Jason Witten's sudden retiring. Fact or fiction, a reunion with the Cowboys is best case scenario for both parties.
Fiction. And as usual, Deion Sanders is lost in the soup. He didn't win the Adam the Bull Worst NFL Analyst Award for nothing. Dez Bryant, like, here's the deal. Dez Bryant is a pain in the neck. Is that not a fact?
Oh, that's definitely a fact.
Okay. Dez Bryant hasn't been an elite receiver for probably 4 years. Is that also not a fact?
Yeah, and you could argue he wasn't an elite receiver before that.
Well, he was an elite. I don't think he was a super elite.
Right.
I think, like, to me, the super elites are Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, AJ Green. Am I forgetting anybody?
I would probably end it there.
That's probably it. I feel like there's a fifth guy I'm forgetting. DeAndre Hopkins? Maybe. I feel like there's one other guy I'm forgetting. Anyway, I think Dez Bryant was in that next group, in that 6-10 group. But he's not even there anymore. So when you're a pain in the neck or the whatever, Yeah, then you're not worth it anymore. Jerry Jones is a terrible general manager. One of the worst. Since basically they've been a disaster. They've been the most overrated franchise in the NFL since he got rid of Jimmy Johnson. I know they won a championship right after, but that was with all Jimmy Johnson's work. Since he's been running the show, they've been overrated and have done nothing in the playoffs. But this was a smart move, and Deion Sanders is lost, as usual.
So another guy who was an elite receiver at his time, Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
After finally getting into the Hall of Fame, he announced this week that he was skipping the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Now, that's his right. I think it's a terrible thing to do, but fact or fiction, Owens passing on the Hall of Fame commencement is a bad job out of him.
100% fact. This is embarrassing. This is, I mean, it's a clown move by T.O. And I've heard a few people say, he's such a good guy. You never know it because he acts like a jerk all the time. He's angry. He was angry that he didn't get in. Okay, listen, he's talented. He was great. He probably should have gotten in on the first ballot. He didn't. It's not easy to get into the Football of Fame. They only put a few guys in every year. And so you got in. It wasn't like he waited 100 years. It was 3 years. He's been a pain in the neck his whole career. It's always distracted from it, from his greatness, his bad-mouthing and all the stupid things. Like, get over yourself already. Good riddance. They should kick him out of the Hall of Fame.
Well, there have been guys who've come out and said they wouldn't have voted for him if they didn't think he would attend the ceremony. So
yeah, right. That's embarrassing. You were whining that you didn't get in, even though he deserved it, and now you're not going to go? That's lame.
Yeah, not a good job.
Yeah.
Another wide receiver in the news, Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman facing a 4-game suspension because of a positive drug test for PEDs. In non-related news, Edelman has been rehabbing his torn ACL with Tom Brady guru doctor Alex Guerrero. Fact or fiction, the Edelman suspension puts a sliver of a doubt on Tom Brady's legacy.
That's
not
fiction.
Saying a big, big, big doubt,
no,
but it at least
no.
Makes you question a little bit.
Not for me. Fiction, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't love Tom Brady. I was always a Peyton Manning guy. And some of the things he said recently with the stuff about sunblock and all these silly things with no science to back it up make me scratch my head. But it doesn't tarnish his legacy. Not for me at all.
So here's the aforementioned Yankees question that is hopefully going to be a big picture thing and not just on the Yankees.
We'll see.
Last night, Yankees pitcher Masahiro Tanaka got injured scoring on a sac fly. Another example of an American League pitcher getting hurt while hitting or running the bases in an NL ballpark. Now, the injury isn't expected to be serious, but because of the recent bout of injuries to pitchers hitting, fact or fiction, the National League will have a DH within the next 3 years.
No, that's fiction. It should be fact. I am a proponent. Listen, there's part of me. I'm a National League fan. I always root for the National League. I've rooted for the National League in the World Series every year, except for 1986 and when the Cardinals are in it. They're the only times I have not rooted for the National League in the World Series. And I do say there is a strategy to the National League that is interesting and in a way makes it more interesting. In a way, it's a positive. But it's well, well, well passed by the positive of the DH. Pitchers hitting stinks. Most of them can't hit. They kill rallies. It's boring. A lot of them can't even bunt now. The regular guys can't bunt. Nobody can bunt anymore. It's time to get rid of it. And selfishly, for my team, it would be a positive, too, because Kyle Schwarber, who, I'll give him credit, has worked himself into a serviceable left fielder, for those who don't pay attention. But still, he'd be better off playing DH. And so, selfishly, I want it. But beyond the selfish aspect, I think it's time to have the same rules in both leagues, without a doubt.
I totally agree with you. The only issue, I think, is the cheap owners in the NL not wanting to pay an additional salary for a potentially expensive player.
I don't know if it's going to be that much more in salary. Like, there's a lot of teams in the American League that don't have a highly paid DH anymore. You know, not every team in the American League is a highly paid DH. And a lot of teams, your best bench player in the National League is going to make a decent salary because you have a lot of platoons and all that. I don't know that it's really going to, for like, you know, the big market teams, they don't care about the money. And the small market teams, you don't have to spend a ton for a DH. I don't really buy that it's going to cost you that much more money. I think that's silly. That's a bogus excuse.
All right, last one. Angels pitcher slash hitter Shohei Ohtani was placed in the DL yesterday with sprained UCL, and he's supposed to be evaluated in the next within 3 weeks. The two-way player hoping to avoid Tommy John surgery. Fact or fiction, this injury is proof that Ohtani should either pick hitting or pitching.
That's fiction. Because I love what he's doing. He's been great at both so far early in his career. I love it. Now, it's unfortunate he's dealing with his injury, and hopefully he won't have to have Tommy John surgery. But I don't know why doing both. There's no way you could correlate, had he only done one or the other, he wouldn't have had this injury. That seems silly to me. So, I mean, if he was only going to do one, you'd have him pitch. But it's such a valuable tool. It's like having a 26-man roster. It's great. So I love it. I love the story. I hope he's not seriously hurt because he's been phenomenal so far this year.
Now you know what's true and what's total BS.